It looks now like probably won't play finals this year. I know it's not completely out, but does your focus ever change towards the end of the season, and when you know that perhaps you won't be participating in finals, do you look more at youth, or is it all about just trying to win on the weekend?
I'm not sure we can play much more youth.
There's
maybe one or two. So, I mean, we've had the dual aim all along, win as many games as we can and transition our list and expose our younger players that have deserved opportunities. 100% we're doing that. With great integrity to that. And we're thrilled, bar not getting the 4 points how we played on the weekend. We've been unyielding over 4 weeks. We had the last kick of the game to beat Geelong. The Saints were in front with 28 seconds to go or something. Bar some D50 ball use. So, but from week to week, and on the weekend we played a very good team and plus 15 entries or something with plenty of opportunities. So we're competing in a manner with a really young group. We're being led by our core experienced quality players. And we're really pleased. But from week to week, we thought, well, against St Kilda, we slaughtered the ball in the D50. It was an easy identification. And the next 2 weeks, we've really eradicated that. And we think our possession gain stuff and our opportunities for entries, but clearly we identified, you know, the ability to capitalise. And on the weekend, it was really just rushing when we didn't need to rush. It was just, you know, we didn't need to go slow, but we didn't need to go super quick, just a bit of composure. So that's been an easy identification. It's another thing under pressure, sticking to that principle. So it's always the dual narrative. Yeah, of course we would love to play finals football, but we understand what we're doing and we think we're growing really quickly. So we just want to continue on that path. And you know, I think our real opportunity when we won 6 out of 7, and then we had, you know, some opportunities where teams around us you needed to beat. So, which is really Brisbane, Collingwood and St Kilda. Collingwood, we had chances. Brisbane, not sure what happened up there. And St Kilda, we had a real opportunity. So, that was probably our moment where we needed to continue on. But we were a bit up and down. But out of that, we've gone on to play some really good football again. So, we're really pleased with the way we're tracking and what we're doing.
The way the system is, though, is there much benefit in finishing up, you know, moving up from 12th? Would it be better
just
to
start? Are you suggesting tanking?
No, I'm just saying that it doesn't seem to...
What are you suggesting?
I'm saying, if you can't make the finals...
Do what?
Be competitive and... Well, you've only got a couple of kids to play, I suppose. Chuck a couple more in, but you wouldn't want to tank. But the way the system is, there's no incentive for you to actually push up the ladder, is there?
The incentive for us is to improve our football. Yeah, and culturally, I don't want to go down that path. I think there may be some benefit, some metric, but the intangible of culture and attitude and growth and the message you're sending as a leader is, I think clubs have been down that path and it doesn't really work.
Back in this week,
of course we do. Yeah, he could have kicked 4 goals. All we had to do was kick it a bit better. So you wouldn't want to be even though the forwards are a part of that. Yeah, I think his leadership and his intensity has been super. I mean, we're quick to jump on and off. And I think in the context of his limited preparation over a period of time with a significant tendon injury, he's really just completed the pre-season. So I think he's ready to sort of pop over the ensuing games of the season. Yeah, his spot's not in doubt. We're all accountable, by the way, but gee whiz, I wouldn't have thought he wanted for effort and opportunity.
He's out of contract at the end of the season. Is he playing for his future at Fremantle right now?
I'm coaching for my future, and I got a contract. So that's the industry we're in. All of us are good as our next moment. So clearly, you get the process right, outcomes take care of themselves, whether you be an AFL team, be an individual. And really, I mean, it's just conjecture, it's not my position, but it's not something I think about for Hayden.
Contract though, as opposed to him not having a contract, so it's a little bit different. You're safe.
Am I?
Well,
that's nice to hear.
I thought so.
I didn't think that was the case all the time.
Have you made a decision on him for next year? You're still, you're going to wait to the end of the year to decide?
It doesn't really work like that. I'm not going to sort of conduct list management. I think it's a fair question, but he's really valued. And I really, my position is I really value Hayden Ballantyne. So that's a pretty strong endorsement for Hayden. But in saying that, I need to go through a process of let the cobblers do the cobbling, so to speak. But we'll have a scheduled list management meeting. I'm sure there's one at the end of next month that we can come together and, you know, everyone's getting all the moving pieces. But you need senior players with great character and work ethic to bring your young players through, like Aaron Sandler and so, like really McFarlane and Pavlich did for Fife and Hill and, well, Ballantyne, was it? He was drafted in 2008, I think. So that's what you really need, and, you know, hopefully Hayden can be a part of that.
Now, has he been playing higher up the ground? It seemed on the weekend I know he starts in that forward line, but he worked his way up to that centre line and a lot further up. Is he more dangerous back at goal, though?
Yeah, well, you run back. It's an up-and-down game. Yeah, he played really well against Geelong. Yeah. I probably haven't analysed it as closely as that. But, yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he just it needs to be a little bit lower. Yeah.
What about the forward line structure? I think Matt Taberner has been in pretty handy form at Waffle the past fortnight, and Cam McCarthy now up from that suspension. What do you do with that forward line? And, you know, you obviously backed Shane Kirsten the other night as well.
Yeah, I did back Shane Kirsten, yeah. And again, I thought it's our lack of composure with the ball that we slaughtered opportunities. So we'll get to that. We're still finishing our review today. Yeah, certainly Matthew Taberner has been whacking away strongly below, and Cam, you know, is fit and available to be picked. So we'll need to sit down. We won't have match committee until tomorrow and try and work through some of that stuff.
Is he a guaranteed spot, Cam McCarthy, after, you know, a pretty reasonable start to his year?
No one's guaranteed. It's like me. Without harking back too much. Yeah, again, we'll get... No one's guaranteed. No one's got a golden ticket. So we'll sit down, we'll pick a team. We're going to play a formidable opposition on the rise again. And we need to pick a balanced team. And you're right, we didn't kick the goals that we should have. We need to have a good look at that. We're not just... Everyone's perfect here. So, but we'll work through that at the right time.
Securing fight for another 6 years, how crucial is that for the club?
Yeah, well, I didn't do it. I sort of didn't get involved at all, so it was nice to see that it got done. He's a really important pillar to us going forward. You know, you need a strong president, CEO, football operations manager, captain, and lastly, coach. So, yeah, Nathan and I are aligned in a lot of ways. He's a wonderful young player. He's achieved a lot, and he wants to achieve a lot more. So he's dog hungry and he's leading the group really well. It's really important. It's really important because I think he's handled it well, the club's handled it well. But you're right, free agency is a new paradigm, relatively, and the landscape changes quickly. But we were always confident. But in saying that, you've got to get it done, and the club's got it done. So it's great for both parties. Oh, really?
To ensure that...
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
He happily looks after all our players.
Could cobble together potentially flag-winning spot. What does that show about his mentality? His
who? The managers or Nathan's?
Yeah, the managers, I
Yeah, it's a good attitude to have. And history highlights that you need to balance your list. You can't put an albatross around your neck with one player taking a bigger percentage than... is reasonable in the context of what you're trying to build. So, yeah, that's a really good sign. And that's been done before.
Ross, with a signing like that of Nat, the captain, for 6 years, can it lift the group to think, hang on, if Nat wants to be a part of it for that long, we should sign as well? I think you've got about 10 that are out of contract at the end of this year.
Have we? Yeah, I'm unaware of that. Yeah.
Is that a positive development, though, that the captain's showing so much faith?
Maybe, hopefully. But a lot of players just think about... maybe their own situation. I think maybe you're reading too much into it. I think that's what happens. But I'll tell you, it's a really good sign. I think it's... Because the old chestnuts would come out if Nathan decided to leave, wouldn't they? So people assert different things. So, but you can assert the positive stuff now.
So Fifey did say that he thinks that this would give the club the opportunity to attract another A-grade player.
Is that him signing?
His contract and the way it's structured and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Is that something that you think could happen, that you could go after another good player?
Well, I hope they are. I mean, as a coach, I just need the talent brought through the door. I don't go and really identify the talent too much. So again, that's, you know, there's not a football program in the world that's a panacea for poor recruiting. So, you know, we want and expect, and they've over a period of time been able to get good players through the club. But you're only as good as your next moment. Yeah, we would love good players through.
And what do you think? What do you think of his comment that in 6 years he would have outlasted most of the coaches and the other players? Will you be around in 6 years?
Who, me? Yeah, well, that's the aim.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the aim.
This week in the game, have you seen their season? Such a slow start, but they seem to be turning the screws up and looking a little bit like the Hawthorn of old. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I haven't watched them much, to be truthful. I think, you know, what they achieved, sustained success, was exceptional. There's always going to challenges come with that. They made some hard decisions, and when you're playing finals consistently, it's hard to get that pre-season in that you need. And I've experienced that myself. I've seen that with a few other clubs, and they've had their challenges. So I haven't watched them too closely. But obviously I need to get to know them now. They're obviously a different group, and they've got a new campaign.
Do you see some similarities with the two clubs? I guess you contended against one another for
those years. Yeah, we were there. We were around in that period, weren't we? Double chance, I think finals four times in a row, grand final, prelim, qualifying final. We had a reasonable period for 4 years, and obviously they were able to take it to another level. Yeah, you could argue that, yeah, it's similar. They've got a core of really strong players and bringing some... They're probably youth... I couldn't tell you, but I've just heard the narrative that they've been sitting there patiently while they've been winning premierships. So, you know, they may be a little bit older. I'm not too sure. But, I think there's some similarities.
And Ross, coaching Australia, are you or helping to coach Australia... Yeah. What's your thinking there? Is that...
Just trying to stay relevant.
You're relevant, mate.
Just trying to stay relevant. Keep up with the game.
It is a bit about football intelligence as well as helping Australia to do well and stuff like that.
Well, it's actually... really enjoyed Gillon McLachlan's company, so that's as much about that and Chris Scott's as anything.
Ross, Harley Balich, do you expect him to play for the game against Geelong Super Hammy? He's gone back to Melbourne.
Yeah, the club released a statement yesterday. Did you get your hands on that?
Yeah.
And what did it say?
I said definitely.
Yeah, I think that sums it up. I've got nothing further to add, except our support is still wrapped around Harley. I've got a wonderful relationship with him. He's very transparent with me and shares how he's feeling and the challenges. And as a club, we'll all sit down together and work out what's best for Harley, primarily, and the club, obviously, as well. Well, I hope to keep all our players.
And the other Harley, just before you go, do you want to play him this year in the senior team? Is that still
every moment of my existence, I would like to play Harley Bennell. But hopefully that opportunity arises. Yeah, he's building, so we'll keep you informed. Like, I felt a bit physically ill really watching it because of the history of it going out of nowhere. So I think I'll be like that for a while, and Harley will be. So we are building, and it's probably, there's no exact plan, but as he'll build and then he'll build again. And so he's got a little bit to work through here. We're not going to throw him to the wolves. We'd like to get some momentum more than anything of some continuing in his footy and then build into a pre-season and a full season and have that A grader you're talking about. He's already sitting in the doors. So, we're all really interested. Every moment of my existence for the last 2 years, I wish he'd been playing at his capacity. So we've got to build that up. And but we're all still on a knife's edge here.
Is that a unique feeling for you? I think you say you watch and you say you're sick in the belly. Have you had that about other players, or is it purely...
Every moment of my coaching career.
You felt sick about all of them?
Winning, losing.
Stephen Hill wasn't on the injury list. He pulled up really well from the
Yeah, it wasn't even a fall. There was just a quiet. You know, he come back on. He had really good strength, and it's all about strength in the shoulder. So yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. So yeah, the game comes with lots of challenges, lots of emotions. So it's how you control them is what that counts.